Hello, welcome to SJAC. Today I'm speaking with Seth Bowen, our Athlete of the Month for February. Hello, Seth.
Hiya, how are you doing?
Oh, very confident. Very well, thank you, Seth. You?
Yeah, I'm alright.
Good, brilliant. Just speak up nice and loudly or nice and clear so we can hear you on the... Perfect. Okay, so you're well done, firstly, for being our Athlete of the Month of February.
Thank you.
Loads of effort put in on your part, so brilliant.
We're happy.
Good. Shall we start the interview?
Yes.
Okay, question one. What three words would your family or friends use to describe you?
Bit weird, wacky.
Weird, wacky.
And fun.
And fun. Give me an example of your weirdness or wackiness.
Well, I like to do a lot of weird jokes. As in, like, I do dance weirdly all the time, and I just, like, it's just, I find it fun, like, to be, like, a bit the odd one out.
So all of a sudden you'll be the odd one doing a weird dance in the middle of the room, and people just go, whoa.
Yes.
What's just happened?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. We like a bit of weird and wacky. Name three people you like.
My mum, my dad.
Always a good start.
And my friends.
Anyone in particular? Do you want to give a shout out to one person?
Probably.
Or a few if you want, if you don't want to ask.
Maybe Nathan Farmer.
Nathan Farmer?
Freddie Gill.
Freddie Gill?
I don't know.
Okay. That's all right. No, Freddie Gill.
Freddie Gill and Alex Lopez.
Okay, so mum and dad, Nathan, Freddie and Alex.
Yes.
All right, very good. What do you like about any of those? What do you like about Alex?
Alex, he's really funny and he's very clever and he knows what to do all the time.
Is he equally weird and wacky or is he just fun?
No, definitely not weird and wacky.
But just fun.
Yeah.
What is your favourite subject at school?
Probably PE. Because I like getting outside and playing on some stream on the fields.
Okay, yeah.
Get some fresh air.
Nice to get outside on the fields, fresh air. Defo, do you have any particular favourite sports?
Definitely rugby.
Rugby?
Rugby.
You play for the school?
Yes.
Any other clubs or just for the school?
I play for Rosen Park as well, Rosen Park.
Very nice. What do you like about our SJAC athletics sessions?
Well, I like how it's so... There's always a lot of encouragement and there's a lot of... so you don't, whenever you do something wrong, they just say, they help you a lot and they say what to do better next time and they're never negative about it.
All right.
It's really like, and then it's been fun, there's really fun games, in it and I enjoy it a lot.
Okay. Fun games, never negative, but always helping you improve.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Phew. You said all the right things. I'll pay your money later, Seth. What is your favourite event in SJAC?
Favourite event, definitely javelin.
Javelin. What do you like about javelin?
Oh, I like throwing the javelin, and it just feels fun, just throwing the actual javelin.
You actually just like the feeling of throwing it?
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. What events do you enjoy the least in SJAC sessions?
Probably 1,000 metres, 800.
But in athletics, but what about in our sessions, of all the things we do in our sessions?
I don't know.
So endurancey stuff, less favourite?
Yes, maybe the bleep test.
Okay, well, that makes sense. So your least favourite is the bleep test. What events would you say you've improved on?
I've definitely improved on my running, my jumping, and maybe javelin a bit as well,
All right. And what do you think you have learned about any of those events that's helped you improve?
You have to concentrate a lot, and you just can't let anything distract you.
Okay.
It has to be, you have to think about it. And you have to think about what's going to happen. So you're going to have to visualise it in your mind, where you're going to throw it and where you're going to... Where you're going to jump? Where you're going to? Where you're going to run?
So concentrate, so you have that focus, and really try and see it happening before you do it.
Yeah.
All right, brilliant. What do you still think you need to learn to continue improving some of those events?
Maybe getting a bit more. Like I need to get a bit. It's hard to say. Fitter.
Fitter.
So then I can go faster for longer.
Okay, so that's your next challenge for yourself, is it? That you're setting yourself, get fitter so you can go faster for longer.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Seth, our Athlete of the Month of February, thank you very much for the interview. Hopefully it's your first of many sporting interviews.
I hope.
I hope. So thank you very much.
Thank you.